The City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Open lines the entire hour. Get ready. I'll give you numbers in just a second. Bring you up to speed on some of the stories of the day. And then our guest at the top of the hour, next hour, William Henry. One of the things we'll be talking with William about, the Harmonic Concordance. What is that, you ask? It has to do a little bit with the lunar eclipse, so stay tuned for that one. This is one heck of a strange story. An accused Green River killer, his name is Gary Leon Ridgway, has pleaded guilty now to 48 murders. He has now become the biggest serial killer in America's history. 48 women in Northwest Washington since 1982. He's 54 years old. He's a former painter of trucks. Entered his plea under an agreement with prosecutors that spares his life. He will instead agree to life without parole. In most cases, when I murdered these women, he says, I did not know their names. Most of the time, I killed them the first time I merely met them. I do not have a good memory of their faces. I killed so many women. I have a hard time keeping them straight. In his statement, Ridgway said he targeted prostitutes because, as he said, I thought I could kill as many as I wanted without getting caught. John Wayne Gacy, who preyed on men and boys in Chicago in the 1970s, was convicted of killing 33 people. Ted Bundy, whose killing started in Washington State, confessed to killing more than 30 women and girls, but was convicted of only killing three before he was executed. So this guy, Gary Leon Ridgway, 48, that he has pled guilty to. Who knows? There could be more, because he just doesn't remember them all. You know, I would love to find out what happened to him when he was a kid to push him into such hatred and evil to do what he did. I mean, there's another textbook there, I'll tell you. Tiny bits of a substance, by the way, may soon help police track down criminals. Scientists in England are developing a nanoparticle dust that is attracted to the oil residue left by a fingertip and gives a better image of a finger's spirals and ridges than the fluorescent powder, right, which is used right now by police. Fred Rowell, who is the leading researcher, says that in New Science magazine that the nanoparticles should pick out even the faintest fingerprints because they stick to tiny traces of oil. That's how small they are, because they are nano, right? The nanoparticles are between 200 and 600 nanometers in diameter. Now, what's a nanometer? It is 1/1,000,000th of a meter. And although the research is still in early days, the scientists say that the nanoparticle dust will produce a fingerprint with very fine details. An attorney for Florida Governor Jeb Bush has asked a judge to dismiss a lawsuit challenging a new Florida law that allowed the governor to order Terry Schiavo's feeding tube to be reinserted. Bush's attorney, Ken O'Connor, says his motion to dismiss the challenge was based on procedure. The suit should have been filed in the state capital of Tallahassee, and Governor Bush was not properly served notice of that suit. Judge Douglas Baird of Florida's Sixth Circuit has yet to rule on the matter. In a statement, Bush said that he's protecting a person's right to live. Meanwhile, President Bush has signed a bill enacting a ban on partial birth abortions, but the legislation was immediately challenged by a federal judge. The Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act of 2003 makes it illegal for doctors to take overt action to abort a late-term fetus, one in its second or third trimester. It does not, and it does not make exemptions for a woman whose health is at risk by carrying the pregnancy to term, nor does it take into account ailments or deformities that the child may suffer in life. You remember that solar flare that we talked about yesterday. The flare released by the sun on Tuesday could be now the most powerful ever witnessed, a monster X-ray eruption twice as strong as anything detected since satellites were capable of spotting them starting in the mid-1970s. Now, the strongest flares on records in 1989 and in 2001 were rated at X-20. This one is at least that powerful. One solar physicist says that he believes that this one was at least, now get ready for this, an X-40. Now that is big. And he says that the estimate may be conservative. I'll tell you one thing. We were darn lucky because this flare jumped out from a sunspot that was rotating off the visible face of the sun. Its effects were not directly squared right at the planet Earth. Had this X-40, look out. The Voyager 1 spacecraft, this is an old one. It was launched 26 years ago. The most distant human-made object has now reached the end, or some are now saying perhaps just the beginning of the end, of our solar system. The scientists are arguing in two new studies. 26 years after its launch, NASA's Voyager 1, now 8.4 billion miles from the sun, that's about 90 times the distance separating the Earth from the sun. Now, as this spacecraft continues to push far beyond the reaches of the nine planets, two teams of scientists disagree whether it passed into an uncharted region of space where the sun's sphere of influence begins to wane. The sun sends out, as we all know, a steady stream of highly charged particles called the solar wind, that carves out a vast bubble around the solar system. Now, beyond the bubble's ever-shifting boundary, called the termination shock, out there lies a region where particles cast off by dying stars begin to hold sway. The region is called the helopause, and it marks the beginning of interstellar space, and it's the end of our solar system. So whether Voyager 1 has reached that mark or still on approach remains unclear. Scientists are providing evidence for both claims. Details appear in the journal Nature. Meanwhile, as this probe just continues to go on and on and on, you might want to remember that it carries with it a golden record, which includes audio in 55 languages saying hello and greetings in case extraterrestrials pick up the craft. The English greeting, by the way, simply says hello from the children of planet Earth. The voice of then Kurt Waldheim, the UN Secretary General years gone past, is on the record, as well as former President Jimmy Carter. A long time ago, by the time that gets picked up by aliens or extraterrestrials, could be millions of years from now. Wouldn't that be something? China has announced plans to send two more Taikonauts into orbit within the next 2 years on the country's second manned mission. The announcement carried by Chinese official news agency, the Chinese aerospace officials, have already said they plan to launch a space station within 10 years. The late Johnny Cash has won the Country Music Award Association's Album of the Year, Single of the Year, and Video of the Year Awards, capturing his first CMA Awards since 1969 and tying Alan Jackson for the most wins during the night. Cash, who died on September 12th at the age of 71 years old of complications from diabetes, was nominated for 4 awards and won all but one, which was the Vocal Event of the Year. He was... He was a great, great performer and singer. He was also nominated for Best Album and Vocal Event. Just Johnny Cash, 3 awards. You know, all he had to do was last about another month or so to pick up that honor. But you know what? I think somewhere up there, he probably already knows that he's got it. A former ambulance driver used his first aid knowledge to save a carp, a fish, by giving it the kiss of life. That's what he did. He's 57 years old. He's from Belgium. This is his pet koi carp, and he thought it was acting pretty strangely, so he pulled it out of its tank and gave it a little heart massage. It didn't work, so he then gave it mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. It's his fish, and it came back to life. And he said it's fully recovered now. And he saved it. Well, let me give you the phone numbers. We've got open lines for you. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First time caller line, 818-501-4721. And the wild card line, 818-501-4109. Open lines right here on Coast to Coast AM.